You're very welcome back to the 9 till noon show. Good morning if you're just after joining us. Great to have you on board. Just some comments in reaction to the vandalism in Rafoe. A caller says when catching these people, they should personally be made fix it wearing a jacket saying I'm a vandal. Maybe it would send out a good message to others. Another caller says, and Stiller, prescription only. Husband tried many things, but this really works for his psoriasis. And Stiller. Another, I had skin problems, gave up with doctors, used tea tree cream and Roos Tox cream mixed together. It worked for me. Another, organic castor oil for that lady with psoriasis. Yeah, indeed. Off the back of the commentary about the hospital situation, not just our own local hospital, but clearly hospitals right across the country, had a few messages in, and I just want to read a couple of those before we take a break. Hi, Greg. My partner has went into Letterkenny Hospital on the 18th of July. She couldn't walk and her speech was all slurred and in very bad shape. They did CT scans and two MRI scans. They came back and said they thought it was MS. The neurology staff were off on annual leave, so she had to be transferred to Sligo, where she was on a steroid drip for a week to take her back to some kind of normality. They'd done a lumbar puncture on her too and said they're waiting on results back. They are 90% sure it's MS, but are waiting on results. They let her back home 2 weeks ago now and gave her steroid tablets for a week to wean off. She's got no better whatsoever. She can't even go for a shower some days because she just hasn't the energy. I've been off work for the last 6 weeks because we have a 9-month-old baby. Sligo was supposed to ring her when the steroids finished, but they didn't. And I've been trying the last 4 days to contact them, but can't. I'm due back at work now and have rent and all to pay, and my partner is in no shape to look after the baby. We don't know what to do. Sligo is a slack. It was a disgrace she was let out in the first place because she couldn't even walk in a straight line. And that's a young family there with an awful situation that they're going through. Hi, Greg. I heard you mention the issues in the hospital. I have a disc that needs surgery. I had an MRI in January 2022 and then again in May 2023. The disc is now at the point I can't walk and haven't been able to since January 2023. I was in hospital for 10 days. I had a spinal epidural, which never worked. I had to get my doctor to send an urgent referral as they never sent a follow-up appointment. I was in an appointment on Wednesday, which I myself made, ringing the doctor's secretary non-stop to have another procedure, which hasn't worked. The surgeon knew that as it should have worked immediately. I have a disc at L4, L5, S1. I've been told if my bladder or bowels go to ring 999, as that's the stage, I can become paralysed on one side. I haven't been able to walk, as I said, since January, and they know this. I'm so angry, I really feel like saying to them, if someone came in with a broken leg, you wouldn't send them home without fixing it. It's disgusting the way I've been treated, and I don't know when they will see me next. If you have an injury that's made you immobile for 8 months, it should be something to help, not just send me home with morphine and wait till the worst happens before doing something about it. My back is so sore, I can't even walk around Asda with crutches. The pain is so bad, and with mental health issues, it's just really impacting my mental health as I just lay in my bed every day to ease the pain. It's absolutely terrible to be treated so badly. That's just two listeners' experiences of the health system currently, in both two absolutely shocking cases. Hi, can you get some discussion around the ATU providing primary school teaching degrees? Dublin has had the monopoly long enough, and in today's age of tech, ATU needs to provide an option for students in the Northwest to save hours commuting and thousands on rent and living away from home. Thank you. Now, I don't know, if I'm honest, how courses become available or what courses become available or recognised where. But yes, obviously it would be fantastic for those wishing to study primary school teaching if they were able to do it more locally. But let me see. Caller asks the question, sometimes Donegal is known as Tyrconnell. Does this exclude Inishowen? It kind of does. It doesn't cover all of Donegal and can be quite controversial as well. A caller says it makes him sick listening to people criticising our health service. He's experienced the health service in other countries with terrible reports, including the States, where he was sent away because he didn't have health insurance, and in Scotland, where he waited all day without anyone even asking who he was. Any experience he has had here has been excellent, and that is really good. And just to be very clear, in highlighting people's cases and trying to get resolution for them and helping them, it's a given that the majority of people have an acceptable experience in the health service, particularly if you can go in there, get checked, and get home safely. Of course, the majority do, but there are a lot of people. Just to put it to you like this, listener, I can't remember what the exact figure is off the top of my head. I think it was 1,200 between the start of this year and May. And I'll just double check, it's not the start of last year. But anyway, since the start of this year and May, 1,259 people left Letterkenny University Hospital's emergency department before their treatment was complete. So 1,259 people just said, right, this isn't moving, or I'm not getting any satisfaction here, and left. That is a huge number. So whilst we accept that clearly, obviously, there are people, particularly the staff and most of the doctors and consultants, work really, really hard to do their best, they aren't supported by, say, ALTA, the HSE, in doing that work. We have to discuss that for them, for patients. But of course, we do recognise, and I myself know, that often people have a very positive experience. But we can't, just because that happens, ignore people's horrendous experience too, I've just read right now. Okay, back with more shortly. You're very welcome back to the programme. Now, Donegal Down Syndrome Association, with support from Down Syndrome Ireland, are exploring possibilities for providing employment opportunities for adults with Down Syndrome. And they're holding an information session in the Station House, Letterkenny, on Thursday, September 7th. It's from 10:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Employment specialists from Down Syndrome Ireland will be in attendance. And we're going to talk about this now, with a number of guests. I'll say good morning first to Aoife Gaffney, who's Head of Employment with Down Syndrome Ireland. Good morning to you, Aoife.
Good morning, Greg. Thanks a million for having us here today.
No, it's our pleasure. So what is the purpose then of this information session, and who do you want to see there?
I suppose just to give a bit of background, Greg, we developed our employment programme back in 2018. And back then we would have estimated that there was only 5% of adults with Down syndrome in employment across the country. A lot of that was voluntary work. There was very little meaningful paid work in people's local communities. Since then, we have raised that number now to 12%, but we still, you know, have a lot of work to do. So what we want to do in Donegal on the 7th of September is really provide information and awareness to families, to people with Down syndrome, but also to show employers the capabilities of people with Down syndrome in the workplace and to really get them on board. You know, we've got a structured program in place. We can provide support to employers and to our members with Down syndrome too. So we really just want to, you know, I suppose, pull it all together and get people with Down syndrome into the workplace.
And that's it. It's joining the dots. The pieces are there.
It is, absolutely. The pieces are there. We've seen huge success. You know, we've supported, we're nearly at 200 people now that we've supported over the last number of years. We've got some really good partnerships like Specsavers, Lidl. And what we're really trying to do with big employers like the likes of Specsavers and Lidl is we're trying to get employment in people's local community, that people don't have to travel maybe 40 minutes to work, that they can go down the road and they can work, you know, with people in their community, people that they know, and also in jobs that they want to do, that they have interest in.
You mentioned Specsavers. Shannon Broderick is Director of Specsavers in Donegal Town. Good morning, Shannon.
Good morning, folks. How are you?
Good to have you with us. Now, you employ Marie in your business. What has been your experience?
It's actually, Aoife's really hit the nail on the head. I want to echo, we've had a lot of support through Down Syndrome Ireland for the recruitment process. We didn't really know what lay ahead of us in terms of the recruitment process, the interview process, and they supported us greatly for that. We've had somebody on hand for guidance and support after we hired Marie as well. So Joanne Dawson was our point of contact, and we've been able to liaise with her throughout the process. If we had any questions or anything we were unsure of, we always had somebody to fall back to. The experience has been lovely. Marie started with us 18 months ago, and she comes in, big smiley face every day, happy to work. She's been a great addition to the team. We would hire locally anyway, so it's been lovely to have someone local like Marie to come in and join us. So she actually recognises people that comes in, and people recognise her from day workshops. So it is being seen to be local. We are local. And it's lovely to see her being able to embrace the role, her different tasks. So she'd meet and greet our customers, would bring them to the area in the store they need to be. She'd sanitise frames, and then a lot of admin and just general housekeeping work for us. So she's been a great addition. and great crack, I have to say. She's been good.
And Shannon, it's something that you want to do. Why wouldn't a business want to do that? But it's having the support to give you the confidence in that area. You know, even if it's not, certain things aren't required or whatever, it's to know that everything's been done correctly.
Yeah, I think if everybody's open and honest about what we can offer, what Marie can be expected of the role, and then Down Syndrome Ireland could support us in how we make it happen. I think if once the lines of communication are open between everybody, there's absolutely no reason it can't work.
Yeah, okay. Well, Shannon, thank you so much for your time this morning. I really do appreciate it. And is that sort of the typical feedback, not the such a thing as typical feedback, but what you might expect to hear, Aoife?
Absolutely. I mean, really, the feedback has been just so positive. You know, the change that somebody with Down syndrome can bring to the workplace. You know, people look forward to that person coming in. We've heard from other Specsaver stores that customers, when the person with Down syndrome is not there on a given day, if it's not their day for work, customers actually look for that person. Definitely, there's an increase in staff morale. I think it stops us, you know, we're so tied up in busy life and busy work. It gives us an opportunity to stop and actually slow down a little bit and think, you know, when welcoming this person with Down syndrome into the workplace, we have had a very, very few issues come up in the workplace. Maybe simple things like timekeeping or explaining, you know, unwritten rules and things like that. But 99% of the feedback has been really, really positive, which is fantastic.
Yeah, and as well, you would have those experiences often with anyone who might be
Absolutely.
Working. Okay, stay with us if you don't mind, because we've two guests in studio with us as well. I want to say good morning first to Anna Hennessy. Anna, how are you getting on? How are you keeping?
I am good, Greg. Thank you.
It's very good to have you with us. Right, Anna, where do you work?
I work in the Aura Leisure Centre on the Mondays. Mm-hmm. I also work in the community centre in Letterkenny, and I also work, well, it's like a summer job, but I work in the coffee dock, like a wee summer job.
Is that in Dunfanaghy that you're working, is it?
Yeah, it's near the beach, you know. It's we have a holiday house down in Dunfanaghy in Portnabrae. It's just it's near the beach, and I really enjoyed working down there.
I think it sounds to me like you like working with people, the public, do you?
I do indeed.
Yeah, okay. And you like to be busy, obviously, because you don't have much spare time.
I know. We have a parent who teaches us to make coffees, and I make like cappuccinos, lattes and flat whites and everything, and I'm good with customers. I get paid and I get more independent as well. So I'm getting there. You know, I'm really good with everyone, and I don't want to be bored. I just want to do some work, and I'm really enjoying it.
And how long have you been out working, Anna?
Would you mind repeat the question?
No, of course not. Like, did you start working recently? Have you always been working in different places?
Well, Greg,
I'll come back to you. Is that okay in that question? Is that all right? If you don't mind. So I want to say hello to Daniel as well. And I'll come
okay,
back
thank
to you.
You.
No Thanks. Problem. Daniel, you work in Max Maze.
Yes, definitely, yes.
Yeah, and how long have you been working there now?
I worked last year.
And you enjoy it?
I love it, yes. Yeah.
Okay, and what's your experience been like there?
I like the boss, the warden and warden. They're helping me do my checklist. The checklist and tell me what to do. Do key boxes and liveries, mopping. Anything I do.
Yeah, and it's a very busy place that you work
I'll
to.
Say it is
that
yeah.
what you like about it?
Yeah, I love everything in Max Mays or Max Dilly. I love it there.
Yeah, okay. And it's far better for you to be working than sitting at home. I mean, that's obvious, isn't it?
Kind of, but yeah, definitely.
Yeah, okay. And how many days do you work there?
21 hours on Monday to Friday.
Wow, so you're busy as well, okay. Yeah. And you're well looked after as well as you're looking after everyone else well.
Yeah, definitely well, yes. All definitely. Right,
very good. And the food's lovely too on
the
your break.
The food is real nice there.
Yes, okay. Do you have a favourite thing to eat, Dan?
I like the wrap. The wraps are my favourite.
Yeah, I agree. What's it like working in the Aura, Anna? That's the leisure centre, isn't it?
Yes, and I'm actually working today, if you won't believe, after this.
Very good.
Yeah, so I also do my work experience in the Aura Leisure Centre in Letterkenny. I love this work too. I do some cleaning and tidying and help get ready for classes. I stock the shelves and I help in the pool area as well and as the summer camps.
Wow, again, so very, very busy. And what's the favourite part of your job, Daniel? You do so much there.
Do everything, stuff, to tell me what to do.
Yeah, okay, very good. Aoife, this is what it's all about, isn't it, really? The wonderful experiences of Anna. I don't know how she managed to find time to fit us in here. And Daniel's having to take a break from work as well. But this is what it's all about. This is what we're talking about here.
Absolutely. And I think, look, you know, from an employer's perspective, employers would say to me, we may not have ever met a person with Down syndrome before. There may be an element of fear there. But you can see from Anna and Daniel, you can also see from Shannon's feedback, people with Down syndrome are highly capable. Where we come in is to look at job roles, to carve out job tasks. You know, that we want them to be meaningful. We don't want an employer coming up with tasks for the sake of it. You know, we want them to do tasks that are really meaningful, that are taking work off other people. But the feedback again has been that fear quickly goes away once that person with Down syndrome starts in the workplace and people can really see the capabilities. So again, you know, we're just calling out to employers to say, if it's something that you might have in mind, absolutely either come along to the station house on the 7th of September or you can get in contact with me directly. We have the supports in place and there's some fantastic adults with Down syndrome in across the county of Donegal that are looking for work and are really, really capable.
And also, you're doing what your customers want. We want all parts of our society be reflected in the places that we shop and visit. That's what we want as the consumer.
Absolutely, absolutely. The feedback, again, you know, from people going into their local store, they're delighted to see this person with Down syndrome in the workplace. And a parent said to us last year, "Should we don't want it to be that, oh my God, it's fantastic that somebody is in the workplace and we see them in their local supermarket. We want it to be the norm. You know, it's the norm that people want to work. You know, our members with Down syndrome, they're now going to college after school. You know, there's more career guidance opportunities. There's more courses available. And like ourselves, when you finish college, what's the next step? It's employment. That hasn't been there before. So it's really starting to open up those opportunities too, and just to give people, I suppose, a chance in life.
Yeah, for sure. And I'm sure too, you, Daniel, would like to see other people with Down syndrome to get the opportunities that you've had to get out and work and mix with people and work with others.
Yeah, definitely, yeah.
Yeah, okay. Is there anything else, Daniel, you want to say whilst you're up here with us? We covered everything, didn't we?
Yeah, everything's good.
Okay, what about you, Anna? Is there anything that you want to add?
Yes, actually, I do. I just want to go over again as my 3-week experience. So,
please, yeah, go ahead. Take your time.
Thank you very much, Greg. But yeah, I'm a part of the Finn team and I really enjoyed it. I have been a great experience working with my friends and meeting new people. And I make hot chocolate and coffees and teas and cappuccinos, lattes. We also sell tray bakes, you know, it's like a caramel squares, Rice Krispies, whatever like them. Mm. Well, my favourite is caramel squares and, of course, chocolate brownies. the work involves meeting and greeting the customers, taking their orders, taking payments and keeping the place clean and tidy. I also do work experience in the Aura Centre. I love this work. So I was cleaning and tidying and help get ready for the classes. I stock the shelves and I help in the pool area as well as the summer camps. And I work, you know, in summer camps, I help out with kids who need help. I also work in the community centre in Letterkenny, and I help with Monica and Liam with the classes and games and basketball with St. Bernard School and students. And I love this work too. And why I would like a job is I wouldn't be bored because I like to do more stuff I would like to do.
Yeah.
And I am very independent because I go to college up in NLN, and in my college I do independent skills. That's what I'm doing in college. I really enjoyed it. And I would meet people, and I'm very good with people, and sometimes I get paid. So I really enjoyed this opportunity.
Yeah, no, brilliant. Well done, Anna. And it's clear to see how popular you are and the contribution that you put into all the places that you work. Fair play to you, Anna. Anna Hennessy. Daniel, thank you very much for calling up. You're probably back to work now,
definitely,
are you?
I'll go back to work again, yeah.
You're mad to get away now and get back to work,
yeah,
aren't you?
Okay. Definitely will, Greg. Yes. Definitely, okay. Thank you.
Right, we'll see you again. Your hair looks lovely, by the way,
thank
I must
you.
Say.
Thank you very much. Very
thank you very much,
very
Greg.
Smart.
Thank you. And thank you to the ladies as well.
Yes, of course. You're very polite as well as everything else, Anna. A lovely person. Shannon, who's down in Donegal Town. And we're just going to say a quick final word to Aoife Gaffney. To remind people that you can have fantastic people like Anna and Daniel working in your organisation. But how? Maybe there's questions you have, or maybe you want to find out, you know, what kind of supports you might need or what. So over to you just to remind us when and where, Aoife, if that's okay, please.
Thanks very much, Greg. Yeah, I think the easiest way would be to drop me an email, aoife@downsyndrome.ie. We have information packs for employers, and we can give you sample tasks like the ones that Anna has called out in terms of the jobs people can do in the workplace. So drop me an email and I'll give you some more information. And in the meantime, if you'd like to see us on the 7th of September, it's in the Station House in Galway at 10:30. And thanks a million, Greg and Anna and Daniel and Shannon. Just, I think, you know, the more that people are aware and the more information that we can spread, hopefully the more opportunities that we can get for adults with Down syndrome.
For sure. Thank you so very much indeed. Okay, that's where we have to leave it. Thank you very much to Aoife Gaffney, who you just heard of, Shannon Bodrick, who is Director of Specsavers in Donegal Town, and they have a wonderful member of staff called Marie, and also to Anna and Daniel O'Reilly, Anna Hennessy. Both of you, thank you so very much. You did fantastic, and yous are so busy, I better shut up and let yous get on with getting back to wherever yous are going. Thank you so much, Daniel.
Thank you so much, Greg. Thank you very much, Greg. You're very kind.
No, it's not. Yours are brilliant for calling up to me. It's you guys that made the effort. Thank you so very much indeed. Okay, you're very welcome back to the programme. We're joined on it now by Kelly McGrory. Kelly, good morning to you.
Good morning. How are you today?
I am doing fantastic. How are you today? I mean, what an amazing achievement by the four of you to be able to get Ireland to the 4x400 metre relay final. I mean, it's a remarkable achievement, isn't it, Kelly?
It is. Thank you so much. Yeah, and I feel like today it's really only like setting in what we've done. Like when we woke up this morning, me and my teammate were like, we're eighth in the world. Like, you know, this is a really, really big deal. We're a small country. How the hell did we get here? Like,
how did you get there, Kelly? I mean, when did you first realize that you firstly loved athletics, but B, were really good at it?
Well, I suppose for me, like, I joined like any other young athlete in my local club in Tyrconnell in Donegal Town, and I joined when I was 8 or 9 years old. And yeah, like, I loved all sports, but running was just, yeah, it was my favourite one. That was the one that I stuck at. And yeah, and I suppose, like, that's where the love all started, and I've just stuck at it since. And, like, my teammates are all the same. Like, you know, they joined, like me, young athletes in their local clubs, and I suppose it spirals from there then. And, you know, it's a long journey. I suppose I'm 26 now, and I joined when I was 8 or 9, but When you love it, it doesn't feel like a long journey.
Yeah, and that's the one thing from all four of you and all involved in the team. It was, I mean, obviously competing at the very highest level, but not getting lost in the moment, being able to actually enjoy the experience.
Yeah, and I suppose that's the hard part, getting the balance of both. Like, you really want to soak it all up and enjoy the experience, but also, you really have to focus in on the task at hand and not get swallowed up by the overwhelm and the excitement and everything. So, getting that balance is hard, but, we did. And, there was pressure on us in the heat, I suppose, to go out and make sure we would perform. And, the odds were against us a little bit, and we really did outperform ourselves. And then when we got to the final, we were go out and actually soak this up and really enjoy it. And we really enjoyed running last night. And sometimes it's hard to do that because you always have pressure on you from yourself and from expectations and everything else. But we loved every minute of it last night, and we keep saying the support from the Irish was phenomenal.
Yeah, and when did there become so much razzmatazz around athletics? Seeing the 4 years running out there, it's like you were running out to a wrestling match or a boxing match or something. It's great to see that side of it.
I know, we really came out fighting. Like, the four of us were raring to go for that final. If it was love and passion that would have got the gold medal, we would have took it. But we brilliant guidance from our relay coach, Dave McCarthy, and he gave us a really inspiring speech before we went out on the track and the night before. And all of us believed in each other and believed in what we could do. We're four strong athletes. And I suppose just having that belief, and we're competitors all year round against each other. But when you come together on a team, it's all about, working together and doing it for each other. And I suppose that kind of, it brings you together. The four of us are good friends as well. And we went out on the track with each other's backs. No matter what was to happen, we were going to be happy leaving the track, knowing that everybody had poured their heart and soul into the performance, and that's what we did.
Yeah, and you would count yourself being from Lahey, wouldn't you, Kelly?
Yes, I am. I'm a proud Lahey woman. Yeah.
So just to lead on to that, so this year, right, let's be very clear about this now. This year we've got a Lahey woman representing Ireland in the finals of the World Athletics Championships. We've a Lahey man in Jason Quigley topping the bill in championship boxing. For a tiny little village in South Donegal, we're not doing too bad, are we?
Yeah, we're not doing too bad at all. We're made of different stuff. There must be something in the water.
Very good. What now? I think you're at the airport and you're heading home. What next, Kelly? There's a bit of a come down to come from all of this. Obviously, everyone, all of your family in Lahey, of course, there'll be great celebrations. I know in the bar there was big crowds watching you perform in a great atmosphere. But now you get back, a bit of celebration. But then I suppose then back to reality to some extent.
Yeah, back to reality. I'm in my off season now once I get home, so we'll take, break 3 or 4 weeks off training, but back to reality, back to work tomorrow, and I'll get home to Donegal this weekend and the celebrations will go on. So I'm just really looking forward to seeing all my family and friends properly and enjoying my time off now.
And finally, what's your targets now as you take your off season and head towards next season? Are you the type that sort of says, right, this is what I want to achieve in the next season?
Yeah, I suppose at the end of the season, I will sit down with my coaches and we'll set out our targets. Obviously, I'll have individual targets in the four hurdles, but this has really changed the goalposts for me, making this team and performing well in it as well. It's going to be in my goals going forward for the next few years and making teams and being part of this quartet.
All right, well, listen, fantastic stuff, Kelly. We're also very proud of you, as you would know. The whole country was watching last night, and you did us all so proud, all four of you, and all everyone that has to sort of have a part to get to where you did. Thank you so very much indeed.
Thank you so much, and thank you everyone at home for all the support. It means so much.
All right, safe journey home, Kelly. All right, that is Kelly McGrory there from Lahey, South Donegal, part of the Irish team, the 4x400 relay team. Finished 8th in the world at the World Athletics Championship, 8th in the world, which is an unbelievable achievement, and certainly a space and a place that they can kick on from there. And you can hear in Kelly's voice too what she's looking forward to. More of it. I presume it's like an addiction, you know, the more success you have, the more you want. Amazing stuff. Now, there are plans for a new 24-metre telecoms tower in Castlefin. The development description is to construct a 24-metre-high multi-use lattice tower carrying antenna and dishes. The structure would be enclosed within a 2.4-metre-high palisade fence compound with associated ground equipment and associated site works, including new access gate post and rail fencing. Now, it is near St Mary's School in Castlefin. And the chair of the board of management at that school is Dominic McGlinchey. Good morning to you, Dominic. Thanks for taking the time today to chat to us.
Good morning, Greg, and good morning to everyone listening at home.
Now, it's fair to say, Dominic, that there's been a lot of concerned parents making contact, making their views known. What are the concerns?
Quite a variety of concerns. The visual impact is a major concern. People feel it's not compatible with the landscape. There's a local reservoir. There's pollution concerns, you know, that water will actually access that local reservoir. There's traffic concerns, you know, that the actual road that we're talking about it develops into a single lane access towards the top of the hill head. And there'll be concerns for the children that are attending the school. I can go on here, Greg.
No, do, you know, because it's important that all the information's out there.
Yeah, it is a leisure amenity. Like it is used by walkers, cyclists, and the school would use it for nature walks. Even going back 35 years at this stage now, I have fond memories of Muskehoon taking us up that area for nature walks. Like it's a connecting road. It connects with the Conway Road. You know, this location to us is a natural greenway. And like even local sports teams would use this area for training. Like they'd use the hill for their fitness training. It's a natural fauna and flora of the area. Like that will be disturbed. The school itself will be huge then to biodiversity. We've been working towards our biodiversity flags, and you know, for this to be happening, it's going to disturb the small animals of there as well. One of the major concerns is what will end up attached to this mast. You know, there are none of us experts in that field.
So initially the concerns are there, you know, about the visual impact, the impact it might have in terms of just spoiling the area. But there are also concerns, Dominic, as to presumably, you know, whatever is transmitted or received from this with the close proximity to young developing people. We simply don't know what impact that might have on their well-being. That's part of it too, then.
Yeah, well, like, I'm no expert on anything to do with radio frequency or electric magnetic waves, you know, but the World Health Organization website states the International Agency for Research on Cancer concluded that radio frequency electromagnetic fields were a possible carcinogen. You know, I can't talk any further on that, like, you know, but as regards parents, that is a major concern with this mass being built in close proximity to the school.
Now, I think we all recognise in this day and age that we need communication. There might be black spots of mobile coverage or whatever it might be, but it's location here, Dominic. That's the key issue here, isn't it? And it's not a case of not in my backyard. This, you know, there's a genuine strong argument as to why this is not the right place for this to be. That's what locals would feel.
Yeah, we feel that there are potentially better spaces and an area for having a 24-metre mast. It's actually in the recent weeks, we've noticed a drop in connectivity in Castlefin, the connections dropping, a lower standard of service in general. I don't know if that's anything to do with this planning going on, maybe trying to provoke maybe the desire for a mast in the area, but definitely the standards have dropped in recent weeks.
Very interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah.
It's the application now was received by the council on the 17th of August. It's at pre-validation stage. So the public have a right to, you know, familiarise themselves on it. I know you're not sort of expecting everyone to take your word on it, Dominic, but have a look at the proposed site, have a look at the planning, have a look at location to the school. Do you believe that's the right place for it? And if you don't, then make a submission.
Yeah, well, the school will be objecting with our own right to do that. I'm not advocating for everybody else to object, but I think people need to make themselves aware of the mast, the planning for the mast, and what potentially could end up on the mast as well, which will be out of our control once it's up.
Yeah. Oh, no, once it's up, it's up. That's it. Okay. Right. So you can have a look through it. A submission can be accepted up until Wednesday, the 20th of September. Then a final decision is expected then on the 11th of October. So if people have heard this interview and have their concerns, they need to get on it now at this point.
Yeah. Well, starting this September, we'll have 152 pupils. We'll have 12 teachers, 5 SNAs, and 3 ancillary staff. And as a board of management, you know, we're responsible for the well-being of them people, every one of them. And we have to get them the best deal possible, and that's the reason we'll be objecting.
Yeah. Okay. All right, Dominic, thank you very much for your time. Dominic McGlinchey, I beg your pardon, Chair of the Board of Management of St Mary's School in Castle Finn, 08660 25,000, if you want to give us a call there. In relation to the proposed mast in Hillhead, Castle Finn, as a resident of Castle Finn, I'd have concerns for residents living beside it and also the proximity of the mast to the national school and local play school. That's coming in from Jackie. Thanks for that, Jackie. I'm from Castle Finn, and this monstrosity is going to wreck our town, not to mention the potential health hazards. It's also an area for walkers and joggers, and it's single lane traffic road, so there'll definitely be accidents if this is allowed to go ahead, believes listener Patricia. Thank you very much for that. And as I say, it seems the concerns are multifaceted. They're not simply concerns about the risk of radiation or whatever. It's also where it's located in terms of it being, a very popular local amenity. Louise Kelly on Facebook, fantastic. Anna and Daniel, weren't they brilliant? Really were. Gina Grant commented also, and I think saying that Anna's a fantastic athlete as well. Both are fantastic athletes. Both represent Ireland. Sandra McCrae, good on Anna and Daniel, up and out, working every day and getting to meet the public. Thank you for the comments coming in via text, calls, and for those of you commenting with us also on social media. We have a contact number here for someone who got a treatment, let me call it that, for psoriasis, and it worked successfully for someone in their life. So if that person who's looking for some assistance for her 19-year-old daughter, if you contact us, we'll pass that on to you. Kathleen says, great to hear Anna and Daniel. Great to see and hear the interviews. Well done, all involved, and to Highland Radio for supporting it. And just to mention again, I know lots of you are on it already, and if you're in the car, it's irrelevant. If you're at work, it's irrelevant. But maybe you are at home, and maybe you have a smart TV. And if you have a smart TV, you've got the YouTube app. If you've got a Fire Stick, you've got the YouTube app or access to it. And you can watch our show and see interviews like the interviews we conducted with Anna and Daniel and the rest of the crew that were on with us. It's just a different way for you to engage with us. So Highland Radio Ireland, you can like and subscribe to the YouTube page, and we're on Facebook as well, Highland Hub or Highland Radio News and Sport. And we have about 2 million live minutes viewed of the show every month. So lots and lots of you watch it at different times on different platforms throughout the course of the morning. Really appreciate that. I think Dominic is totally correct. As a parent, I'll be having severe reservations about sending my children to the school. Greg, I'm a local parent and my child attends the national school in Castle Finn, and I'm shocked that this is going to be in close proximity to the school. I myself am a past student and remember going on sponsored walks on this route, and beautiful scenery as well. That comes in from Mary in Castle Finn. Morning, Greg. Part of a cycling group based in County Tyrone, which comes to Castle Finn area, and we cycle past this proposed mast location. Our group will not continue on this route if this mast is built. Establishing this route during COVID, lovely scenic landscape. So sorry and saddened to hear that this is even being considered. That comes in from Sarah Louise. Well, let's wait and see. Thanks for the text, Sarah Louise. It is an application, it is a proposal, and it is going to face some resistance, it seems. Really impressed and enjoyed your conversation with Emma, Anna and Daniel. Fine, articulate young people. Yes, indeed, they are the best of the best. In relation to the act of vandalism in Rafoe, pretty horrific it was too. For those of you watching the stream would have seen the images. There's plenty of CCTV cameras in business premises in Rafoe. Hopefully they pick whoever done the damage, catch them. Yeah, indeed, there are. And the hope would be, and it's hope rather than expectation, that someone wakes up and goes, oh my word, what did we do? And comes forward and takes responsibility for it. Okay, we're heading towards the news headlines at 11 o'clock. Please stay right where you are.